I can start immediately. How you like that, dude?
Oh no.
But yeah, there's one thing about Jamaica that I didn't like. It was a very, very nice resort. It was like sickest place I've been. But they, it's just that thing where it's like a bunch of rich white people.
Yeah.
And then just black workers in like white gloves.
Yeah, dude.
And like uniforms.
Yeah. They get very slavey at those places.
Yeah.
I'm telling
you. They do. I mean, the place is designed like a, I've been there. The place is designed like a plantation.
It's fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
It's they're like, do you want a butler? It's like, no. Stop.
No. I feel bad.
Dude. It's fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
They even the DR, they do it, and they the DRs get racist on the Haitians. They give the Haitians like the shit fucking jobs. You have to walk around and watch just like multi levels of fucking
Yeah, you get to watch the Hispanics be mean to the Haitians. Yeah. But you gotta watch out. Every once in a while those Haitians will get a little rowdy.
They'll curse you too.
Yeah. They'll curse you with a little voodoo.
They were telling us, they were like, that's the one, there was a guy, they fucking hate them openly. So like these fucking, like the guy working there would be like, these fucking Haitians, man, they've been coming over here. Blah, 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 blah. And he,
taking our derbs.
Taking our goddamn derbs.
Yeah.
And then he basically was like, he said something like, yeah, but you got to be careful because they will hex you. So that's the only reason they respect them is because of voodoo.
The looming axe above their head, which is a voodoo curse.
Yeah. I mean, you just got to keep the chickens and like bones away from them. If they, you see them collecting chickens and bones, you're like, yo,
dude, we're what cool. The fuck's we're good? Friends. Yo, I've been good to you. Don't you dare.
Go weed in the shade. All right. Just fucking give me that chicken and bones.
The Haitians,
they're terrified. The Haitians will rise up. Like, I'm rooting for Haiti as a country to rise up.
They've risen up.
They got it.
They became a country.
I know.
They macheted a lot of people.
Yeah, man.
That was a real oversight by the French.
What, to be like?
There was like,
you know, we're boys, right?
There were like 10 white dudes surrounded by a million slaves, and they were like, let's give them machetes to work the sugarcane fields.
True.
These guys are never going to.
Yeah, they're probably like, yeah, we're boys, right?
Yeah, we're all good.
Like, I know. You can't like do a lot of the stuff you'd like to do.
That was
do.
Scary stuff. I talked to you about that because there's a podcast on it, Revolutions Podcast. And it got scary.
Yeah, dude.
Those dudes, when they started rising up, they would all have messiahs and they would all go into like the jungle and do like witchcraft with like blood and sacrifice and shit. And then they'd go machete everybody.
Yikes.
Yeah. Scary guys.
That's terrifying.
And then those peaceful Dominicans were just like, what the heck?
The hell? We're just trying to run an honest resort here.
Trying to play baseball. We're trying to play baseball. Sammy Sosa.
We're just training our 14-year-olds to be baseball stars.
Yeah, but I've run into this before. In New Orleans, I went to a place that was like this.
Yeah.
It was very, like, just black dudes in, like, bow ties and gloves.
It's not fun. They got to strike.
How are you, sir? I'm just like, all right, man.
Yeah.
You all right? Are you all right?
Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm telling you, man, I don't enjoy that whole setup, and it needs to stop.
And I realized I was also part of a running theme at this resort, which was a ugly, fat husband, like a young, hot woman. And I was like looking around, like, look at these pieces of shit. And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, oh, man. What the fuck happened?
You're sharp, dude. You look sharp as hell.
I look like fucking shit, dude.
Look sharp as hell. What was it?
I'm having a rough time.
What were the drinks?
What were the drinks? You know what I was pulling up on.
Some light beer?
No. I did have some Red Stripe lights.
Yes.
But then one day I decided.
The rum.
Me and my boy Nikoi. Well, I shouldn't call him that. I apologize. Me and my friend.
Yeah.
He was.
That's your boy. That's your homie.
Well, chill.
What the hell?
Bro, I just came from a slave place.
True.
You can't call them that.
Dude, what do you... I think they should just, like, everyone who works there should be dressed like the Baja Man and just be in full
vibe. That would be
vibe,
much more fun.
Full vibe mode. It's like,
it would be,
who that? Every time you walk out, you're just like, fuck yeah, dude.
They are in vibe mode. They have to be nice to you.
Really?
It's definitely part of their job. They all wave to you and say hello.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Yeah, that's all.
Like,
that's
everywhere all. You're going, like, hello, how are you? Like, while they're doing fucking yard work, they stop to be like, hey,
they hit you with the
going?
Wagwan, or is it kind of like...
Sometimes the chill ones will hit you with like,
Wagwan.
Yeah, nice. That makes me feel cool. I was giving thumbs up a lot.
That's actually kind of chill.
Yeah.
I'm down with that. Fucking
some dude like hacking like a bush. He's like, how's your stay? I'm like, I'm just going to get fucked up in a pool.
You're like George W, dude. He's fucking, you're coming off the plane. He's fucking.
One day got a little rowdy. And decided to ask the Jamaican guy what he likes, which was Guinness and Red Bull mixed.
You're drinking rum and Red Bull, dude.
Guinness and Red Bull.
What the fuck, dude? Red Bull's stronger than Guinness.
And I was like blacked out. And I was like, this is actually delicious. I'll have three of these. Threw up.
Threw up. He drinks Guinness and Red Bull.
He hexed me.
True.
That was a Jamaican hex. He was like, this is what we all drink. And he was just like, here's two pieces of shit. Thanks. I had like three Red Bulls. I was so sick.
Three Guinness and Red Bulls?
Yeah.
That can't be a thing.
And then you drank Ting and rum, dude.
Ting's fucking nice. Ting's good. That's a grape. Isn't that like the grapefruit juice?
Yeah.
Rum and Ting is nice.
Rum and Ting is good, but rum's a lot.
Yeah.
Drinking rum's tough.
Yeah, that was my choice. That was my drink of choice.
In college, we all used to drink.
Yeah.
You get like Admiral Nelson's.
Yeah.
Just garbage. But down there, they have like good rum.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Dude, Captain Morgan was the top of the pier for me.
Yeah.
I would try Sailor Jerry's and I'd be like, nothing was as delicious as Captain Morgan. It's just vanilla extract.
He got me one day. Nikoi.
He got you again.
He got me and my lady.
Was this your point man?
There was a pool that had a bar in it. That was the one we went to. Okay.
So your boys, do you have the wet bar?
Yes.
Fuck, I love that, dude. That's worth
sit there and piss, get sunburned, just like
I'm telling you what, it's kind of worth all of the horrible historic overtones of the place. It really was like shittily swim up to a stool and pee and drink like a watered down pina colada.
It's the best.
It's all worth it. It's all worth it. We needed to do all that to get to there, to where someone gonna swim.
We do need to thank our forefathers for all that they did to allow us fat whites to just
be in a pool. Like, that's enough sun for the day. I'm going back to my quarters.
Back to my cabana.
What is this? Sushi? Very nice.
So we were drinking and he was like, the rum here is very good. You gotta try the rum.
Yeah.
And then he poured five shots of rum.
What?
He was like, yeah, try this one. Taste this one. Try this one. Taste it. And I was just like, dude.
What?
Yeah, that was at like 2 in the afternoon.
What was good with the spliff?
It was a rough day.
That is a rough day.
That was a bad day.
What was good with the spliffs?
I didn't smoke any pot.
The weed down there, everyone thinks it's awesome. It's from what I've seen, what I've heard of down there, I should say. I've never been. It's been not the best.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I mean, not the best in terms of people who are spoiled to like.
Yeah, I think American weed's probably pretty good.
It is. Also pretty. I've been trying to fight against the designer aspect of weed. Dude, I went into a dispensary recently and they're like, this stuff's like 37%. I'm like, how? Is this 30? This is crazy.
Yeah, why would it be?
That's too high, dude.
Yeah.
It's being amped up. Everyone.
It's like those mushrooms.
That was some strong genetics.
Like those hellish mushrooms. Did you ever munch any of those?
No, dude.
Oh, yeah.
They got lost. They got lost in the sauce. They got lost in the sauce.
I ratted you out on one of those. On O'Connor's podcast.
Fair enough.
It's so funny.
I hit them in a box of crackers. It's a safe place to fly with mushrooms, by the way. You put them in crackers. It's like they look just like them. As far as, you know, the eye in the sky, you know. And, you know, let's just say we have little four-legged friends that sometimes get into things, dude. That's all I'll say about that.
That's all we can say.
Although it's an organic substance, so it's like, you know,
the four-legged friend was totally fine.
Bro, the four-legged friend's gotten into weed before, and that destabilizes four-legged friends. Like, I'm talking like, because I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
He was just pumped. He was just pumped, and then it was too pumped to where it was suspicious, to where it was like 9, usually 9 o'clock, he's curled up, ready to chill.
Yeah.
If I walked by him, it was full pounce, laying like kind of like, and I was like, I'm going to take these guys for a walk, and I took him to a field for like an hour.
Yeah.
And just let him.
I didn't know both of the four-legged friends got it.
Just one.
Yes.
Just one. At least I assume just one. My other four-legged friend's a little more finicky with what they eat. But this other four-legged friend will eat anything, and he got a taste of some fucking penis envies.
Yeah, he ate some mushrooms.
Dude, it was nothing to... I mean, you got to think, animals in the wild just munch shit all the time. Yeah. So, and there's a lot of... I've seen Planet Earth where they, like, lizards and shit will, like, lick stuff that... They'll, like bears will trip out. They do it on purpose. I mean, maybe they don't know what they're doing. But it's not, you know, an altered state. Yeah. I don't know why people are so weird about dogs in altered states.
I don't know why, like, wives are such jerks about dogs in altered states.
It's an animal, dude.
I wish wives would get over the fact that sometimes our four-legged friends want to see color.
Dude, I mean, he was so fucked. Like, I'd walk by him, and he would be laying there and just go, boom, play position. I'm like, dude, chill, man, chill. And it was like, no chill.
Oh, man.
So I took him out to the field, and we just ran. We just ran around. It was actually a really fun time.
It's awesome.
Tired him out. Then I made a little fucking bed for him, and I was like, brother, go to bed.
Yes.
And he just slept
on it. You shamed.
I had to, bro.
You guided him.
I walked downstairs and was just like, fuck! He's like, what? I was like, Jackson ate my crackers!
you have become Mr. Marsh from South Park. really had. Like, oh, Jackson ate my crackers. Everything's fine. Oh, fuck.
I was like, shit, fuck. Yeah, man, that was I was trying to keep that under the belt, but the
that's all right. It's nothing. You can't get
it's an organic
it.
Substance.
It's a fun story. That's totally false. We're making it up,
of course. Jokes for the
she's
pod.
She's gonna buy that.
She knows. She's a dot connector, bro. She's gonna be like,
not hard to connect. It's pretty clear what happened here. We can get rid of that if you want to avoid that.
No, man, let it play.
Yeah,
it's good airtime.
That's just gonna be a fight in like a week. Out of nowhere.
I'd rather fight about that than whatever I don't know we'll fight about later. So it's like, let me be prepared.
Yeah,
I'll build up some arguments. I'll build up a defense. You know. So yeah, dude, I feel good. Yeah, we are. This podcast isn't a good place, bro. Besides the fucking bullshit, dude. I forgot about that. I forgot we got assailed by a cyber criminal.
Yeah.
A cyber
fraud. Is that exactly what happened?
Dude, it has to be, man.
Did you send that to our inside man at YouTube?
I fucked up. I sent it, but I think I just sent it to you.
Yeah, I think so, too.
We have a strong case for copyright fraud. Someone's doing fraudulent claims against us, so we have a strong case. I think we got to get a lawyer, though.
Shout out to Ryan Long. He was quick to be like, here's what you got to do.
He's a great bro.
Hooked it up. He's an elite bro. But
he's a great bro.
One of the pieces of advice he had was tweet at my YouTube or whatever.
I think they did do a goddamn thing.
As soon as I was like, hey, YouTube, help out me and my friend Matt. Like, every comment was like, yeah, you fucking Jews, motherfuckers. I was like, God damn it. This isn't helping. Y'all, dude, I've been on my Twitter.
I heard you've been active, dude. You've been active.
I'm active on Twitter now.
Yeah, dude, that's what's up.
Yeah.
I like the format of just tweet and delete instantly.
Dude, you got to delete it.
Treating it like Snapchat fucking rules. Then you can just be like, fucking tweet that.
What are you
talking about?
Except one guy was just saving all of them.
Of course, dude.
That jerk.
It's not one guy. There's a couple of probably characters doing that.
Last night. iPhone 12? Dude, iPhone 12 was so funny. I deleted all those like a coward. Every once in a while, Billy will guide me on what to say.
Billy gets a hold of your social media, dude.
It's so funny.
He's got a lot of pent-up social media energy, too, because he's been fighting his demons.
Last night, he made me tweet, like, why not me? Or something like that. Like, why not me? Something like that with, like, emojis. And then the next one was, like, a picture of his phone. It was, like, iPhone 12. Like, the emoji with, like, swirly eyes. And I started getting texts from people that were like, are you all right? Is everything okay? You're spiraling.
You're having fun, dude.
I thought it was funny.
Don't they get the bit?
Some people do, but a lot of them don't. Like, true. Dude, that one I posted of that tiger.
The tiger was the best.
Tiger on my Instagram. People truly.
When you were like, you find out who your real friends are during your darkest periods.
I went through my darkest time alone. So sorry if I act like I don't need your help. But thank you to the select few that stood by me and helped me find the courage to pick myself back up. The picture of a tiger.
I mean, if you don't know.
It was like Tom Green commented, like, we love you.
I mean, dude, imagine how sick it would be, because that is just like a wave of being you can be on, where you just like see that quote and you're like, fuck yeah, dude. And you toss it out and you're like, I fully, non-ironically, stand behind this 100%.
Yeah. It's nice.
That rules, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking rules.
You would like Tom Green.
Tom Green.
You would like what he's up to.
What's he up to?
He just took his dog in a van and went fucking chilling in the desert.
What?
Yeah, bro. He needs your flute.
He picked up the bug out bag and took off.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tom Green fucking rules. So they're just chilling in the desert in a van?
They were. I don't know. I don't know if they are still, but
true.
You would have liked it. He would go live, just him and his dog chilling.
Yeah, that kind of rules.
That does rule.
I'm just
see that in your future.
I'm scared of van life, dude. I don't want Brittany to freak out and kill me. You can get killed doing van life by your romantic partner.
You will get killed.
You might.
Almost always. Van life long enough, somebody dies.
True that.
You can't. That's not a sustainable.
Van life? The urge to murder is probably so strong. It's like, yeah, me and my wife are going to drive cross country and live in a van. It's like, dude, are you trying to kill your wife?
Yeah.
That's the only viable alternative. Turn around.
You ever stay in a hotel for more than 2 days with a woman?
Yeah.
It's just like, I wish I could go to a different room.
That's why they fucking make you can only open the windows for like 4 inches. every single time I open them, I'm like, God damn it, dude.
Oh fuck.
But yeah, man, dude, Jamrock was sick.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Vacation with a lady.
Ooh la la.
I'll say this. I don't look, you don't have to step on these grounds, but dude, When you go to vacation with a woman, they step it up, bro. When you go to vacation with a girl, it's
pie time.
It's fucking fun time, dude. And you know, again, especially when you're dating for a long time, certain things go up on the top level of the shelf, and you know, they don't want to reach up and grab them. You go on vacation, and it's just the smorgasbord, full smorgasbord.
Yes.
To the point where it's almost, you're kind of like I could farm coconuts, bro. Let's stay down here. I could fucking, if I live in the DR, I can touch the A.
You can get the A.
I can get the Amy.
The Amy.
Dude, now you can work remote. There's so many people now working remote in the DR and like other places.
Zoom comedy shows.
Just so you can get the Amy, dude.
Get like $10, do a Zoom comedy show, just stay in the DR.
And just get Amy, dude.
All day.
And get Amy. And then eventually the polls shift. Eventually the polls would shift where you wouldn't get the Amy because that would become home. And then you come back to America and then you're getting Amy in the States.
you need to move. Yeah, dude, you got to find where you got to, you're like a migrating animal.
Yeah.
You got to find the water holes. You got to constantly go to where the Amy is. The
Amy migrates, dude.
The Amy does migrate. The Amy needs to be somewhere special.
I know.
God.
That's evolutionary, dude. If you're a woman, that's like your ace of spades. You can't just be busting out the Amy everywhere.
The Amy.
You got to be like.
Some girls bust the Amy out. They're just useless.
They must have grown up in lush environments where there's plenty of like wildlife. Because if you grow up amongst scarcity, you guard the Amy. Because you're like, no.
I need this. This is my ticket out of here.
Yeah, dude. We got to find
the Amy is their ticket to lush environments.
The Amy? For sure, dude. For sure.
It's their golden ticket.
That's a travel agent, dude.
It's the chocolate factory.
Dude, this lip is like, even if you're, it's so powerful. I'm not even one of those guys that's like, I demand butt sex. Just let my thumb touch it, bro.
Yeah.
Let the thumb grace the ani, dude. I'm done. That's the eject button. If I touch the ani, done.
Yeah. It's actually a nice way to hit the eject button.
It's the best.
Sometimes if you can't crumb.
Oh, it's the ultimate way.
I got to get out of this.
That's why it's there, dude. It's there strictly for heterosexual men to touch with their thumb. That's it.
Guard dog, you like touching the ani?
If I could be honest with you guys, I just did mere hours ago.
We touched.
What the fuck?
What the hell?
Your damn
not
hands.
My, not my ani. Someone else's butt. I didn't get
touch
my
your
butt
own
touched.
Asshole.
No.
That'll also. That's also the eject button.
I know. That's
built
that's
in on you.
About.
If you have no ani to touch, you are blessed with your own ani. If you have to hit the eject button.
Self eject.
Oh, there's no darker period in your life than experimenting with your ani, and it's all over, and you just go.
You've experimented with your anus?
I've hit the eject button.
Never whacking off. You fingered your own butt.
No, I didn't finger my butt. I've literally touched the button. I didn't like jam. I've never jammed my finger up my butt.
So while whacking off, you did one of those?
I was touching the perineum, and then you just kind of go, what's this anus all about? And you're done, and you go, I don't want that in my life, dude.
Yeah.
I stood at the threshold of the anus.
You sit on your roof.
Just the Coco Pelly, dude. But yeah, dude, the yeah.
What would be, do you have any songs that would be appropriate for touching your own ani in the post, the guilt you might feel?
I would stay towards the bottom of the scale for sure. I wouldn't go up high at all.
No.
I would just fucking